Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus. Amen. This morning is our last installment on a series that we've been looking at for the past few weeks about living as people of the resurrection. Easter was maybe about 5 or 6 weeks ago already, and we're still celebrating Easter. And actually, after this week, we can continue to celebrate Easter because every Sunday is kind of like a little baby Easter. Well, during this theme of living as people of the resurrection, we've heard a bunch of different words that we're focusing in on. We talked about pondering. We talked about our purpose. We talked about people. We talked about all those different words. And today is our last word. We're going to talk about praise. Praise. Now, I think we like to think of this word when it comes to happiness, right? When we're happy, we like to praise things or others. I want to challenge that today. How about when we think of the word praise, instead we think of the word as expression of gratitude, of thanks. When we praise something, we can thank something. So today, once again, we heard this same story of the prodigal son, the lost son returning home. And in this very famous story, this parable of Jesus, his teaching, in this story, Jesus reveals that this word praise and this idea of thanksgiving, they're both captured up in this party, and it's an occasion of joy, praise. Now, I think we in the church or even outside the church, we hear this story a lot, the story of the prodigal son. And I think the beauty of this being told over and over and again, even though sometimes we get sick of hearing the same stories, I think the beauty of this being told and retold is about familiarity. Because what happens when we hear a story being told over and over again, just like we did last week, is that we sometimes get to pick up on things that we missed from before, right? I don't know, have any of you ever had like a friend or relative that told you a story about something that happened to them, and then maybe a month later they tell you the same story like you've never even heard of it? It's like, yeah, I get it. That sparking anything for you guys? I'm throwing my family under the bus here, but my mom does that all the time. She will tell me a story that she's told many times before. It's like, yeah, I heard the story, Mom. We went there. But every time that happens, you get to pick up on little things that you might have missed before. And I think that is the same with this story of the prodigal son. Now, I think there are many ways to listen to this story. While many of us, I think that we automatically we identify with the younger son in this story, or maybe even the older brother in this story, today we actually get to listen in on the heart of the father in the character of this parable. And how important it is for us to become like this father figure, this character. And when we hear this story, the words of Jesus remind us to be compassionate, as your father is compassionate.
I was the proud father of two sons. Like all parents, I worried about them, and I knew how different they were from one another, and how alike they were as well. I loved them both with a deep, abiding, and abounding love. Like a knife in my heart, the pain I felt was almost unbearable. The younger son came to me saying he was leaving home, leaving me, leaving everything I had to offer him. He asked for his share of his inheritance. This was more than a journey away from home. This was a separation from my love. By asking for his inheritance, he was cutting off our relationship, as if to say, "You are dead to me, Father." I was devastated and filled with grief. I so wanted to take him by the shoulders and shake some sense into him, but I had no choice. I had to let him go. To see him walk away was like a funeral procession. I watched him until I could no longer see him, my eyes filled with tears. My heart was broken beyond words. My son was lost to me, and I did not imagine him returning. His jaw was set, his mind was made up. There was no sound of praise in my house. Despite him leaving, I vowed I would never stop loving him and waiting for his return home. Like most days around here, the weather was hot and dry. My older son dutifully laboring in the fields with the other hired workers. He was obedient, worked hard, and I was grateful to have him living under my roof. Looking out at a distant horizon, I spotted what looked like the silhouette of a person. The way this person carried himself reminded me of my lost son, but I thought my imagination was playing tricks on me. It must be a mirage. Not able to take my eyes off this person, I realized the closer he came, this was indeed my own son. I ran to him, my legs going as fast as they could take me. With no words spoken, I could tell he was hungry, tired, and in a desperate way. Didn't matter. My heart leapt with joy. I felt nothing but unabashed praise and thanksgiving. Praise God for rescuing my lost son and bringing him home. Praise God! My son, who was dead to his father and home, is alive and returned. There is no other way to describe my joy than praise. This kind of praise cannot be contained. I ordered my servants to prepare a feast, kill the fatted calf, invite our friends, serve the finest wines, and participate in the party of my life, of life. It was quite a bash, a homecoming blowout, except my older son, who refused to participate. Believe it or not, I felt the same heartbroken intensity concerning my older son. In my own way, I recognized he was lost too. Not in the same way, but lost nonetheless. His heart was also lost, lost in jealousy and resentment. I shared with my older son that all I have is yours. This praise party is about the dead being raised to life, the lost being found. His brother is alive. I invited him to the party, hoping the love he had for his younger brother would trump his resentment and his hardened and bitter heart.
Praise. I recognize that most identify with this older son, even emphasizing with his, I'm not going to this celebration. Moving from fear and resentment over the treatment of his brother, from joy to love, just like his father, I acknowledge that sort of thing is tough. It isn't logical to have the sense of praise, the sense of joy over things in life. It's not logical. But I think this story helps make sense. It isn't easy to be compassionate in your life. And it isn't easy to be forgiving. Sometimes even with the people that are closest to us, even our own families. Our hearts want to be filled with joy and praise, but I think on our own terms. We are still called to praise, though. And I think oftentimes we're stuck. We're stuck by our own doing. We're kind of like when we were young kids, where we're playing in a sandbox, and we're enjoying our space all to ourselves. But the whole time we're playing there in our own little sandbox, we're forgetting that we have tickets to Disney World. And we're preoccupied too much to even think about going. That's sometimes how we live our life. We're so focused sometimes on what's going on in the here and now and what's in front of me that we're forgetting the riches that are all around us. Sometimes we try to remember our own sinfulness and yet forget about the fact that we're forgiven, baptized, glorified people. Sometimes we're like that, living in the sandboxes of our life. And I think that is what keeps us from this word, praise, joy. You see, as Christians, as each and every one of you are Christians, baptized, forgiven people right here, right now, with the promise of eternal life right here, right now, we forget that. But as those Christians, as you are a person filled with faith, you should be, and you can be, the happiest of anybody in the whole world. We have no excuse not to be smiling today, even on a dark, gloomy, rainy day, because of everything given to you. Now, I acknowledge that in our own particular station of life, it might be hard to do so. We might be hurting. We might be at a loss. We might be like this father, where he feels like his whole world's ripped apart. But because of the riches of God raising his son Jesus to life for you, because of that simple fact of living as resurrected people because of Jesus, you can, deep down, have joy. And you can have all the praise in the world. So, think about that. You already have joy now. You already have praise now. And you are each and every one of those characters. Yes, you are that prodigal son or daughter. Yes, you are like that jealous older brother or older sister. And yes, you are just like that father in the story or mother in that same story. All those riches are given to you, and you are home to our Heavenly Father. So welcome home. You who were once lost are found. So when the people in your life who are now lost become found, praise. Praise God for those little moments of victory. Today and now during Easter and throughout the rest of this year, in every different season, celebrate finding your true home in God, wherever He is. And let you remember to celebrate life. Celebrate life, and let your lips be filled with praise as we get to live as people of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.